Welcome to All Things Business for Physicians, where I chat with marketers, accountants, physicians, and consultants to talk about everything like social media, office culture, running your medical practice, and how to align marketing and operations. If you're looking to grow your practice, get access to our patient acquisition and retention framework at hip.agency. Now I'd like to welcome today's featured guest, Chris Davis. Chris is Director of Education at ActiveCampaign, which is a software company that specializes in marketing automation. HIP Creative is an ActiveCampaign certified consultant, and we use their software to deploy email marketing, funnels, and we also use the CRM portion to track the patient journey. So Chris, are you ready to share your story and talk about how marketing automation is helping medical practices?
Absolutely, Luke. I'm really excited, and it's an honor to be on the podcast with you. So yes, I'm ready.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much. So take a moment to introduce yourself and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Yeah. So my name is Chris Davis. I'm currently the Director of Education at ActiveCampaign. And formally, I'm an engineer. Formal educational background is engineering, electrical engineering. I spent 7 years at Lockheed Martin programming microprocessors. And then I left. I left and spent a couple years digital, doing digital marketing consulting. And that's what really opened up the door to the startup space for me. So my gateway into the startup world was working at Lead Pages as the head of marketing automation. There I was responsible for building out the entire marketing system. At that time, we were using marketing automation platform called Infusionsoft. And it wasn't really built for SaaS companies. So that kind of led me to look out and find other things. That's when I found ActiveCampaign, started using it personally, became a fan. So when the opportunity opened up for me to come on board, I jumped at it, man. And I've been here for the last year and some change now in Chicago, working at the as the Director of Education, heading up a lot of the internal training as well as external training so that the employees are better seasoned at marketing and automation to help our customers, and that the customers are better seasoned to help leverage the platform. So an average day for me is this, man, like a podcast, a webinar. I do office hours. I'm always in teaching mode, which is, one of my strongest drivers, the reason why I came here. And then personally, man, I'm a simple man. I've been married for over a decade now. I've got three beautiful children, a beautiful wife, and a house. And when I leave work, that's where I go.
It's a good place to be.
To the man.
Yep. Awesome. Well, thank you for that introduction. I know that we've really loved our relationship with ActiveCampaign for the past 3 years now. So yeah, I think you're at an awesome place and you're doing an awesome job.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So let's dig in. How can marketing automation help improve the patient relationship?
I'll start this one off with an example. Okay. I've currently been going to a chiropractor, receiving physical therapy and things of that nature. And my experience, after you sign up and say, okay, I will become a client, it's very similar to like the customer experience. The second someone gives you money, you're under the highest form of scrutiny. Right. If you're saying it's going to cost thousands of dollars for this procedure or, this time, the minute I cut the check, I'm now everything is under a magnifying glass. Hey, I didn't like her tone when I called. Right. Like, wait a minute. You're sensitive to everything. Right. So what I found, honestly, Luke, is that the biggest thing that marketing automation helps is keeping everyone in sync. Right? Mm, everyone in sync with that patient's experience, because very rarely are you going to go to any practice and deal with only the doctor.
Oh, yeah.
And what I found, and this may sound like oversimplifying, but this makes a world of a difference as someone who is a patient, right? If I call in and tell the nurse something, and then by the time I come in, there's another nurse asking me the same thing, and then the doctor's asking me the same thing, and then someone else is asking me the same, I'm going to get the feeling like, you don't know what you're doing. The doctors very well may be the most highest recommended doctors in the area, but I'm going to get this feeling like, I don't think you know what you're doing. Right. And couple that with the fact that I just cut a check and I'm looking at everything in a magnifying glass. So that's one thing, right? It's just keeping all of the data synchronized to that contact. So when there's multiple people touching, that they're up to speed. Right. And then I would say a step before that would be data collection. I have not frequented many practices that collect my information electronically. And I can just imagine if you're still using like physical forms where people are writing, there has to be something that's lost in translation as far as handwriting, right? Like, what was that character or mistyping? I mean, there's so many points of error, right? So not having an electronic onboarding where people can conveniently from their device or from the privacy of their own home, fill in the information, you eliminate human error when it comes to handwriting and data entry. So those are two things that really stand out to me when we talk about optimizing the patient experience. And then of course it's, you know, ongoing would just be like those touch points, keeping people in the loop. I like when I'm going through a particular process, like if it's 2 to 3 months long, whether it's physical therapy, I'm on medicine, I'd like to be educated in the process of like what to expect, because I can only imagine a doctor is up against, or anybody in a medical practice is up against WebMD, right? Like not WebMD, the website, but people going to the internet for medical advice.
Right. Yeah, you're exactly right.
Right. As terrible as it is, the last thing you want someone to do is look up symptoms that they have. They're using your drugs. You know, they're using your solution. You know, it's going to take a month and a half to really solve. But since you're not communicating clearly what to expect through in the meantime, now they're going and researching, and now they're thinking they're going to lose their hand, and oh no, I'm going to lose all my limbs and I'll be an amputee. How will I ever operate? You know, because it's always the worst.
It's interesting that you say that and you bring up WebMD, because they're doing marketing automation and they're doing content marketing. You know, they've written a blog for everything. And yep, the reason why they have quizzes is to capture your email and sell it to that local doctor. Yep. And so those guys are doing it, number one. And, you know, something that we saw, like you said, people are capturing your information on a paper form. And with a lot of practices now, that does get logged in some type of practice management software. Mm-hmm. The problem is most practice management software, as you know, hasn't been updated since like the early 2000s or mid 90s.
Right.
So the communication is not coming out of that practice management software.
Right.
And so that's where something like Active Campaign becomes so brilliant, is because it's so easy to push that information, the patient information, into Active Campaign. And like you said, educate them, you know, build an automation that's going to send them some blogs on chiropractic care, right, some videos, and send them a survey and ask Chris, you know, how was your visit with us? Did everybody ask you the same questions?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So it's so powerful, and you guys have made it so simple. It's awesome.
Thank you.
So a lot of people worry that automations may not be personal, and you probably get this a lot. Well, mm-hmm, you know, it's like a robot sending an email, yep, isn't it? Yep. Talk about some ways of and what you've seen, how people have made it personal and how it's worked.
Yeah. That statement is 100% true for lazy marketers. Right. And I don't say the word lazy in a contradictive way, like, hey, you're lazy, you know, or condescending way, I should say. But more so, anybody at any time can become a lazy marketer. And a lazy marketer, to me, is not putting the extra 5 minutes in to personalize what you're doing. Right. A lot of times, mm-hmm, a good experience and great experience, the difference is 5 more minutes. That email, you could have put in some merge fields or some personalization tags from custom fields. It would have taken you 5 minutes and you would have got a 10% boost in open and clicks, right? So when it comes to it not being personal, that fear, it comes from a genuine place of not understanding how to personalize it, right? So I often teach people to keep it simple and say, listen, if you've captured the information, you should never ask for the information, but you should always use the information.
Oh, that's good.
Right? Yeah. So if I know your birth date, if I know your favorite color or your last appointment date, I have to act intelligently on all of the information that I know. And just by the law of personalization, my communication with you will be more effective.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
It's, you know,
I'll give you an example.
Yes. Yes.
This is a mistake that we made early on is we create a lot of eBooks.
Okay.
And so we were sending people to landing pages. Now this is patient emails that we have.
Okay.
So we were emailing people an ebook, but sending them to a landing page where they had to fill out a form with their name and email. Mm-hmm. Well, we already had their name and email. That's why we were emailing them the book. So
right.
Why wouldn't you just send them to a thank you page with the book on it?
There you go.
That's a perfect example.
Yep. I love it. And some platforms will, you know, they have, they do a form of progressive profiling. I mean, you could do the same with ActiveCampaign by pre-populating fields that are there. But a lot of times, even just displaying, like if it is name and email, even showing that the first name and email are already filled in,
yep,
provides momentum.
Right.
Right. For the person to say, oh, OK, well, let me enter more information. And since you already have the name and email, now maybe you're asking a question. And you're just collecting information along the way. The more information you're collecting, guess what? The more information you're using both in your communication to them and their path in your marketing funnel.
Yeah, that's great. How can marketing automation save time?
The main purpose of marketing automation is to save time by eliminating individuals from having to do the repetitive but necessary tasks, right? That is the genesis of marketing automation, because as a business owner wants to grow their practice or their business, there are tasks that you cannot abandon. Right.
Oh, yeah.
And back in the day, what did you have to do? Look, you had to go and hire. You had to go hire people. Now that takes time, and it's finding the right people is very difficult. And now you still have your same job description. But instead of hiring individuals, now you're looking at tools saying, hello, ActiveCampaign, I need you to do A, B, and C. Can you do that? If they say yes, you're now employing ActiveCampaign as your internal team for a salary of anywhere from $9 to $50 a month. Right?
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The benefit is you're going to get a lot more out of that employee than a regular human. So, What I like to do, this is what I get really excited about. So Luke, you know, I've seen so many businesses by now, from our personal customers here and just being in the space. When we have user groups, I go out and speak. I talk to so many business owners, and here's what gets me excited. And these are the businesses that don't even realize how close they are. If you've been operating your business for at least three to five years, most of the time this is beyond, and you've got no marketing automation in place, you are at the perfect place for it. Why? Because you are very in tune with the processes required to run your business.
Yep, that's right.
Right? You know it. If I sat you down and said, tell me about how you're getting new patients, right? Tell me what you're doing after, you know, once they fill out the form, tell me this, you'll be able to just spit it all out. Right. So that lets me know you can document the processes that need to be automated. From that point, all I'm doing is identifying where to interject automation. Hey, we can automate that. Hey, we can automate that. I'm not trying to automate everything, right? Because you still need the human touch. But now I have a better roadmap. I see the big picture, say, okay, so with a business like yours, it looks like we can do about 60% automation and the 40% will remain manual. How much time will that save you? For most people, they're like, oh my gosh, that will save me like 20 plus hours. Just that one task alone, you know?
Yep. Work smarter, not harder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that we saw and why we rolled out the patient acquisition and retention framework, and it's using ActiveCampaign. And all it is automating those main pieces of communication for each step of the patient journey, really. So if you request an appointment, what information do you need? Well, we send you an introduction video of the doctor, as well as staff, things like that. If you're dragged into surgery scheduled, you get the surgery packet in your email instead of being handed this ginormous folder that you're just going to go home and lose and then call and ask, can you get another one? And so we saw that early on. And again, in the healthcare space, there's just such a need for it because there's so much information. One, you're legally bound to give patients, and two, that you need to give patients so they're not that thorn in your side that are always blowing up your office and staff. You've empowered them because they're constantly getting that communication from your office.
Man, you've got my mind going, Luke. Like, it is just spinning because honestly, I prepare for this podcast, but now that I hear you talk and just thinking of all of the possibilities to help that patient along the path, right? Like a meet your doctor sequence, meet so-and-so where they can find out more information, ask questions. I mean, there are so many times where people genuinely do have questions that they, sometimes I've gone to the doctor, look, with questions in my mind. And then after we've talked and he's kind of diagnosed me and went through things, he says, hey, so do you have any questions? I'm like, oh no. And then the second I leave, I'm like, oh, I forgot to ask.
Yep.
Right. Yep. And there's no path. There's no way for me to ask that until the next appointment. And by then I probably forgot it. But if I have this ongoing nurturing with emails, hey, it's been 2 weeks. You're at your 2 week mark. By now you should be experiencing this. You know,
exactly.
And by now this should be feeling like this. Any questions, let us know.
Yep, that's it. And I kind of want to take this time to even talk about reviews because so many businesses are worried about getting bad reviews, but doctors are like even more worried about getting bad reviews because there's so many platforms like Health Grades, Vitals, WebMD, Google, Facebook. You know, the list goes on and on and on. There's literally like 50 review platforms for doctors.
Yeah.
And so what we've done is we've focused really just on the first three you see, Facebook, Google, and Health Grades usually. Mm-hmm. And with ActiveCampaign, you can do something like send an email and ask for a review, but put something like, did you have a good experience? Yes or no?
Yes.
And if they click yes, then it opens up Google. But if they click no, it just sends them to a form on your website. And for a lot of people, they will be able to vent and tell you why they had a bad experience, but it's not public. And then you can follow up and try and remedy that situation. So there's so many, we could talk for hours on what you can do and what you can't do, but, long story short, if you're not doing this stuff, if you don't have marketing automation, you're really missing out on saving time, but also providing a great experience for patients.
Yeah. And you can, you know what, Luke, you bring up a good point because every service-based business should have a feedback loop, right?
Yep.
You're rendering a service out. You should have a process of collecting information on how that service was received. Because otherwise there's no way for you to improve your service.
Totally. Totally. So talk a little bit about, everybody asks, well, is this trackable? Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. We recently had a discussion internally, on marketing channels and anytime you're talking about marketing channels, you've got your quote unquote old school marketers that talk about the traditional channels. And then you've got your quote unquote new school marketers that talk about the digital channels and the fight goes on, right? Like, well, you know, we used to pay for radio ads and billboards and this and that. And all of those channels are really still effective to this day. And then you've got your digital channels, which present more of a challenge because there's that technological barrier. So a lot of businesses can more easily execute traditional marketing strategies over digital. So when you have these two strategies and channels going head to head, there's one thing that stands out that digital can do that traditional just wishes it was able to do, and that's tracking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? From putting the script on your website to see what web pages they visit, to understanding what emails they open, and from within those emails, which links they're clicking, right? All of that information. And then of course, if you've got some conditional content within your automation saying, hey, they signed up today, wait 2 weeks. Did they come to their first appointment? If yes, tag them, you know, or if they didn't, tag them as missed appointment, and maybe that it sends them a special follow-up. So you get so much more visibility into the actions of people.
Right. And that's what I love, is opening up that profile and seeing, oh, this person was tagged with the thyroid ebook, or yes, they came in on this blog, and yes, and then you know what's working and maybe what isn't. And so you can throw some gas on the fire.
Absolutely. And this can be just for everybody listening. If you kind of cringed a bit when you was like, you can see what's working, I understand. This can be very challenging for business owners, because the truth be told, Luke, they're given the opportunity to know exactly what you're doing wrong. Some people will prefer to stay in their ignorance. Right?
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Some people don't want to face, you know what? I knew my administrative assistant was rubbing people the wrong way. But they don't want to go out and actually have to hire. So they just ignore the feedback on and say, it'll work itself out. Right? Or I knew that service was probably priced too high. Right? Or mm-hmm. I knew they needed some additional XYZ. I'm shocked. I'm not like that. And most of the business owners I talk to are not like that. But there are a good amount that truly don't want to face those realities.
Oh, right? Yeah.
What they can improve or what they should be improving.
And we talk a lot about that on the show, of just physicians can sometimes have a hard time being an actual business owner. And yeah, that goes along perfectly with that. And even I at times, and other business owners, you know, it's putting on that owner role. And if we really want our businesses to perform optimally, then we have to be able to get that feedback and be able to stomach it, if you will, and take it and improve and move forward.
Yeah, I know with previous doctors that I've been to, the current chiropractor I'm going to does this really well. But in the past, I mean, I'm busy, right? I've got a family, full-time job. In between that, I'm mentoring, I'm teaching, I'm involved with my kids. It is so easy for me to forget an appointment, even if it's on my calendar. And what I found is that if someone sends me like an SMS, says, hey, just a reminder, your appointment's today, the effectiveness of that and the appreciation on my end of that is insurmountable. Right. So it's another one of those things where if you have a practice and you're like, why do people just not show up? Right. Like,
oh yeah, no shows are big sometimes.
Right. Know? This is so frustrating. And, you know, if you send that text message in the morning saying, hey, just a friendly reminder, your appointment's today, it's in my phone. Right. And I can immediately say, oh, I forgot. Or it's like, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it. And at least I have time. I've given my patient time to call in at that point.
That's right.
You say, yep, hey, I forgot about this one. Can we reschedule? Other than if you missing the appointment, right, or them calling last minute and rescheduling. So that was just something that came to mind when we were talking about facing what's working and what's not. It's like, okay, no shows. So essentially people showing up is not working. And then the second step would be having the acumen, the understanding of how to leverage a platform like ActiveCampaign and technology to really help solve that.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. So We haven't really discussed the CRM portion of ActiveCampaign. And can you explain this a little bit for our listeners?
Yeah. So the acronym CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management. And even though I haven't called it out explicitly, it's what I had in mind earlier when we were talking about how it can benefit a practice, right? And by keeping all people within the business in sync with respect to a single contact's action. So if you look at it as a database of all of your patients, and in that, in each patient has their own record with information on what they've done and notes that you've taken. And the entire purpose of this is for you to be able to seamlessly hand off the management of that customer to other team members without losing any information and without the process seeming disjointed.
Yeah, totally. And to add on to that, one thing that I really love about the CRM is you build deal stages or columns, yes. You know, for yes. each part of the customer, or in this case, patient journey. Mm-hmm. And one thing that physicians love is, you know, let's say you're a surgeon, you can log in and see your surgery scheduled column. You can filter that column to February. Mm-hmm. You can see how many surgeries were scheduled in February, and you can assign a dollar amount to that patient. So yes. instantly, you know how much money you're going to collect in surgeries, all from ActiveCampaign.
Yes. And it's so easy, right? Because the CRM in ActiveCampaign is comprised of pipelines, and within right. pipelines are stages. So if you think of a pipeline as a process and stages as steps within that process, it may be a little bit better understood that way. But if you've got a practice with multiple doctors and each has a surgery, you know, schedule or process, each doctor could have their own pipeline. And the yep. stages that their clients go through can be totally independent. And like you said, now me as Dr. Davis, I can go in, look at my pipeline, see who's where, get a quick bird's eye, because it's very visual. You know, it's not like it's all numbers that you have to calculate. You could just see really quickly, and it'll display where everybody is. I've got my snapshot for the day. That probably takes me maybe 2 to 3 minutes in the morning. I understand exactly where I'm at, as in conjunction with the appointments that's on my phone, my calendar or whatnot. So yes.
Yeah, that's incredible. So we're kind of near the end of the episode, and I want to speed things up a little bit. Can you share an internet resource that helps you?
Yeah. Oh, this is a loaded one, right? the biggest resource that helps me, it's their communities, man. Right now it's of course our ActiveCampaign Facebook group.
Yep.
But I'm one of the people that just, I like to hear the conversations, the unsolicited conversations people are having. So not in a trolling manner, because I'll add my 2 cents where applicable. But for me, I just love market feedback, right? Mm-hmm. And it could be from my personal audience that I've generated, or people who serve a similar audience. I just want to know, what are they saying? So I spend a lot of my time on in communities, on social media, not consuming, this is what somebody ate today, right? This is where somebody's going today, but actually fruitful conversations of what's going on. Now, when I say social media, you have to have a filter. Some people go to social media just to rant and rave, but there are some really good communities out there, really solid there communities are. With people asking genuine questions, trying to find genuine answers. And I always learn from their questions, even if they call them stupid or, hey, this is a beginner question. I learn from it all, man. So a lot of my learning online comes from communities, you know, of course, I'm the ActiveCampaign Facebook group in our community, but there's other communities that I'm part of as well. So I am a strong advocate of community building and listening.
Yeah, there's so many ActiveCampaign. I'm a part of an agency owner Facebook group. And, you know, this is even a good idea for who we're talking to, physicians. Mm-hmm. We've started to explore the idea of Facebook groups for them, because, you know, imagine a help group, you know, for doctors, to where their staff or even a network or a group of doctors could have, like a general surgery group could have a Facebook group where anyone in the community could ask a question. And obviously you're not giving medical advice, but again, right. You can share some of those blogs, you can share those videos, you can get the people in the office. It's just one more channel to build authority, build trust. And what I've learned is you've got to be doing it in multiple places. So yes. Active campaign's great. It helps build trust, but you know, it's just even better to do it on Facebook as well, or in other channels as well. Mm-hmm. So that's something to think about.
Because that's where people are going. You don't want your clients to go anywhere else, but that's what they're doing.
They are. Yeah.
They're Googling. They're asking their friends in Facebook Messenger. They're doing all of these things. And if you, like you said, if you were where they are, all the places that they were at, they would more in a more convenient fashion, they would come to you. Absolutely.
Yep. Bingo. So share one book that you would recommend and why.
Yeah. So again, I'm torn. I'll share two, but I'll share the one that I recommend first. And then right behind it, there's a second one. These two books are my, I don't go a year without reading them. Okay. Because they serve as such great reminders of who we are as entrepreneurs and business owners and what the goal truly is. All right. So the first one is E-Myth by Michael Gerber. I think that is
incredible
book. Right. Incredible. Yep. I think that is a must read for anybody who classifies themselves in any shape an entrepreneur.
Totally.
I mean, it is the best. It's really the only approach to business you should ever have. It shows you exactly what you need to do. And a lot of doctors, or I should say practitioners, health practitioners, are probably in a state where their business revolves around them doing.
Yep, totally.
And the better they do, the more clients they make, which just ties their time to it. And I just love how E-Myth breaks down the different hats, the manager, the tactician, and you know, this everyone. All right. So right on the tail end would be Work the System by Sam Carpenter. And the
I haven't read that one.
Oh, Luke, you have to. The beautiful thing about it is he updates it every year, and he gives the audio version away for free.
Oh, that's incredible.
Right on the website. This book, I mean, it teaches you, it takes the technical out of the systems. I mean, he even looks at your body as a system, right? Wow. And just gets you in that mindset that what your output is a direct correlation to the input. So you eat terrible, you feel terrible, you perform terrible, right? Mm-hmm. And he just looks at your business that way too. Bad leads in, terrible experience, bad revenue out, right? So those are the two, my go-to any day of the week, any day of the year. You come to my office, look at me. Those books are not far from me at all.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to definitely pick up Work the System and check that out. That sounds incredible. So let's end this thing by you telling listeners how they can get in touch with you.
Yeah. So I run office hours on Active Campaign. If you want to engage with me personally, you have a specific question about your business and Active Campaign, you've listened to this and said, hey, I've got some ideas, some questions, you can come to office hours. I run those every Friday at 1 p.m. and that's activecampaign.com/learn/office-hours. And then secondly, I wouldn't limit it to just me. We have one-on-ones available. Our entire success team is here to help anybody talk to you on the phone in person, not a computer, not a robot. You will talk to somebody in person by signing up for a complimentary one-on-one, and that's at activecampaign.com/training.
Awesome. Thank you. So give us some final words, Chris. What's the best advice you can tell doctors and office managers who are struggling to create the best marketing strategy?
I would say the best thing to always remember is you're using technology to make humans feel human. You're not using technology to make humans feel like robots are taking over. Right. Or that they don't matter. You're using tech. The entire point of your marketing is to make a human feel like a valued human. So a lot of times, Luke, it just takes us to sit back and think, what makes us feel good, right? What about an experience we just had at a restaurant really made us feel like we want to go tell our friend about it? And how can I emulate that in my practice? Was it the waiter or the manager coming by the table saying, hey, how is everything? How can I emulate that in my practice? What if I walked in while the administrative assistant or the nurse was doing the intake process and I just said, hey, I'm your doctor. I just wanted to check in before we meet formally. How is everything going? Right? How can I take the experiences that impact me as a human, make me feel like a valued human, and emulate them in my business? That makes marketing so much more easier and so much more tangible.
I love it. Chris, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I know doctors and staff are going to find this podcast, this episode, super helpful. So thank you so much.
No problem, Luke. It was an honor to be on.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, listeners, I hope this helped. We'd love to know what you thought about today's podcast. So shoot me an email at luke@hipcreativeinc.com and let me know things you are implementing from today's episode. Also, if you have any ideas on topics or just ideas for the podcast in general, let me know. To learn more about Hip Creative, head over to hip.agency. Thank you so much.